Minor league baseball stadiums been empty this summer, except for an occasional picnic or curbside food pickup served by the team mascot, or Sunday church services put on by a local congregation. Thousands of farm system players have had to find alternate ways to stay as game ready as they could without actually playing the game. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com for more info. Menominee, Wisconsin native Taryn Vavra, the infielder for the Colorado Rockies, has come back to Western Wisconsin to stay in shape. About a month ago, Vavs was traded from the Rocks to the Baltimore Orioles. He joined us last time to talk about that deal, and today we invite him back to Sports and Commentary. You were tearing down in spring training with the Rockies in Arizona, and that nobody had any idea at that time what this season was going to look like with the pandemic. Describe what you saw down there as this curtain started closing the baseball season for you.
Well, it was kind of, you know, unique because we knew what was happening throughout the country, and we just didn't know how it was going to impact us. We knew that in some sort of capacity it was going to impact our season. We just didn't know to the extent. I remember when we left, we thought we were going to leave for, you know, 2 weeks until they kind of got things under wraps. And then we'd be back. And I think, you know, within a few days of us being at home away from spring training, we realized that it was going to be, you know, a much more serious deal. And ultimately, it's about, you know, keeping everyone safe. And that's what Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball had to do. And unfortunately, it involved canceling our minor league season. But ultimately, I think it helped keep a lot of players and their families safe.
Sure. All right, so tell us what this non-competitive baseball season has looked like for you.
Well, before I came out here, a lot of what I've been doing was, you know, training on my own. I've been, you know, working out. Me and my brothers have our facility just outside of Menominee, and I've been very fortunate. That's kind of the saving grace through this whole thing, because I was able to get my work in continue to get better using that facility. So obviously it isn't ideal, and like I said, you can't replicate, you know, those game reps, but it was definitely a better situation than I'm sure a lot of people were in. So very fortunate to have that, and that's kind of what I've been doing. I was also using the River Falls High School baseball field in River Falls, and very, very appreciative of, you know, Coach Bishop for letting me get out there. And they're just trying to find ways to get better through this whole thing like everyone else. And, you know, sometimes it was not exactly, you know, what you'd expect to be doing in June and July as a professional baseball player, but had to make the most of the opportunities.
Mm-hmm. You and your brothers, Trey and Tanner, own a baseball training facility that you mentioned in Downsville, south of Menominee. It's called Triple Threat. What has it meant to you to go into baseball business with your bros?
It's awesome. Just being able to kind of learn from them and, you know, share our experience. We've been fortunate to have this game give us a lot of different opportunities. And to be able to share those with them has been pretty cool, and definitely appreciate all the you know, time and hard work they've put in, you know, while I've been away the last 4 weeks. I also know that, you know, they're excited for me, and they're pulling for me, and they're hoping, you know, I can make the most of my career. So just very grateful for all the opportunities that Triple Threat's given us, this game's given us, and yeah, just trying to keep learning, whether it's from them or whether it's from, you know, these new experiences that I'm going through. Just trying to keep learning, keep getting better.
Sure. Website's TripleThreatTrainingLLC.com. So, Taryn, how costly has this COVID shutdown been for you and other minor league players trying to make the most of their time there and work their way up?
I think that it's been you know, pretty tough on a lot of guys. And honestly, I don't know the full extent of how challenging it's been, because I've been given some great opportunities before with the Rockies and now with the Orioles, where there's a lot of guys that lost jobs this summer. And so I can't speak for them, but I know that there's a lot of talented players that, you know, aren't going to get to play for an organization in the future. And that's tough, because you don't want people to lose their opportunities because of what's happening in the world. And unfortunately, I think this year has caused that to happen. So it's been tough, but that's why it's important for me to not take any of these moments for granted and try to make the most of them, keep trying to get better.
Yeah, you were projected to be high A or even double A this year for the Colorado Rockies. How much have you lost here? Is this a step back because of not playing this year?
I don't know. I think that's why it's been so important to try to make the most of all my opportunities and try to, you know, get better in these challenging times, because I want to see my career progress as quickly as I can. And I'm not the one who gets to make that decision. I think that I'm ready for, high levels of baseball, but just trying to go out and show that other people, the people that who are in charge of making that decision, that I'm ready as well. And if I can do that, then, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right, Taron Vavra, the infielder with the Baltimore Orioles now after the trade from the Rockies from Menominee, Wisconsin, our guest today. And, man, we're out of time again. Just flies by, Taron. So let's get together. I want to find out how, as a believer in Jesus, this weird year of 2020 is sort of readjusted your spiritual priorities. So we'll do that next time if we can. Look forward to talking to you again. All right,
sounds good. Take care.